So with the retirement of Ward Hall, the question arises, where do tomorrow's sideshow performers come from? And for the answer to that question, here is Day to Day's Mike Pesca.
When you're swallowing fire, Todd Robbins tells his class, remember this.
You never breathe in when you have fire, because that would cauterize your lungs and kill you. And that would be a bad thing.
This isn't a liberal arts school run amok. It's sideshow school, run by expert sideshow performer Todd Robbins, out of a museum/theater steps from the boardwalk in Coney Island. Today, four students and one reporter are being taught the finer points of fire eating, sword swallowing, glass walking, and getting one's hand ensnared in an animal trap. If it sounds about as much fun as pounding a nail into your own skull, Robbins teaches that too.
It's the same process as wearing contact lenses. The first time you put them in, it's a foreign object, and eventually you have to signal the body that this is a good thing and something you want to do.
Nails scraped free of filament are essential for the trick formerly known as the human blockhead, an attraction whose most famous practitioner died a couple of years ago, sadly enough for sideshow lore, from natural causes. Robbins eulogized the human blockhead thusly.
I said, everyone who's ever hammered a nail into his nose is truly indebted to Melvin Burkhardt.
That sense of nostalgia and history pervades the curriculum at Sideshow School. Sideshows are dying out, and the school is a way to pass along esoteric knowledge to students who might not ever be able to learn the tricks of the trade, even though, strictly speaking, there are no tricks. If a magician's job is to present illusions as real, the sideshow performer has the even more difficult task of convincing an audience that the real is real. As students like Nancy Baumer stand around with nails and ice picks stuck up their noses,
tickles a little bit, but it doesn't feel that weird.
Robbins lectures on techniques for winning over a jaded public. Here's how Melvin Burkhardt would end his human blockhead act.
And he'd pull on it and struggle with it, and this thing would go. And that's a nice way to end the act with that lovely ping.
In trying to convey authenticity, the sideshow performer walks the razor's edge. Not literally, for once. He must be extremely skilled to avoid injuries, but if he comes off as too polished, the audience will think he's a fake.
We're going to do a thing with an animal trap later on, and there's a magic company that sells them, and they're regular animal traps. They're ungimmicked, but they chrome plate them. It makes it look like a cheap magic trick.
But maybe the nails were collapsible. Maybe the students and teacher were pulling one over on the gullible reporter who thought he was seeing sword swallowing, who thought he was seeing a real hand in a real animal trap used to snare muskrats and mink. Ah! No, that was my real hand caught in a real trap. Here's the secret of that trick. It hurts. A lot. Especially if the jaws close right on the knuckle. But while the pelt of a mink may fetch a high price at market, the performers would not, thus eliminating the profit motive. So why, then, does anyone want to learn these skills? I asked the student, Phil Cohen.
Well, when I was younger, I used to actually be a clown for kids' parties where I would do magic and balloon animals, and I realized that I don't really like kids that much. So I think, if anything, I'm probably going to do this for, like, my friends that are my age or older. This is more my style than the juggling for the kids.
The preferred adult playground of today is Las Vegas, not Coney Island. When stacked up against modern, technologically driven entertainment, the sideshow looks a little like that rusty, ungimmicked animal trap that Robbins prefers to the chrome-plated model. But if the teacher of this class sees himself as a keeper of the flame, the students are just happy to be given the homework assignment, go play with fire. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.